Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I lost my wallet today, Ernie. And Matt Powell's, P-Y-L-E-S, I'm hoping I'm saying his name right, he returned it.
Yeah,
he got in touch with TNT and gave me my wallet back. And that was really awesome. I lost it at Chipotle. Yeah.
That's your headline. Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. It comes your way at 2:51. Time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. The out-of-office report next hour, TJ Watt, 10 minutes away. Brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Okay, so what's the finder's fee here? What does Barkley hit this guy off? If the wallet's intact, if the cash is in there, he counts the money, it's the same.
$5,000.
Although I feel like Barkley probably has a few thousand dollars on him at all times, but really never has the exact number in his head. Yep.
Just a roll of money.
Just sloppy with his money. Yeah,
I think $5,000.
Makes so much of it, has so much of it.
Yeah, $5,000. Hits the guy off of $5,000 cash right there. I think if this guy found and returned Michael Jordan's wallet, Jordan would say, F you, you should have taken all the money, you're getting nothing. But Barkley seems like he would be the generous sort about this sort of thing.
Or does Barkley think he's going to give the guy a shout out on national TV by name?
What's that worth?
Now everyone knows that he's a good Samaritan.
So what? Give me the money.
But that might go a long way for him.
In what way? Tell me.
That he could say to either his current employer or future employers, I'm a guy you can trust. In fact, I
went
Charles
to our bosses,
Barkley's wallet.
Okay, if I went to our bosses and said, I'm a guy you can trust, I'm a good guy, I found Charles Barkley's wallet and gave it back to him with everything in it, they'd say, cool, go do your show.
I disagree. Well, yes. In that moment, they would.
And then when it came time for like contract negotiations, it'd be... I'd bring up the Barkley story. They'd be like, what?
If Sidney Crosby left his wallet somewhere and you found it and returned it to him intact with everything in there, and he took time out of a press conference to say, Chris Muller, this guy's salt of the earth. What a great dude. Lost my wallet, misplaced it. He gave it to me. Everything was
there.
David
Morehouse might cut his mic off halfway through that speech.
But your Q rating in town would go way up. It absolutely would.
I mean, my Q rating's in the basement right now.
No, it's not.
It's in the toilet, so that would... Almost anything I would do that's positive would get the Q rating up. I got other Chris's in my mentions just saying unmentionable things to me. I got Chris on Chris violence here. How much money would you... Okay, let me turn this on you.
Yeah.
You take Charles Barkley's wallet, you don't take a dime out of it, and you return it to him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In your mind, what is the number that you want Charles Barkley to hit you off with where you feel like you have been properly rewarded given the level of celebrity and level of wealth?
I don't want money.
Come on.
I don't. I know if that were to happen, I know exactly what I would do in that situation.
What are you asking for?
I would say, Charles, I'm in this business. I want two things from you. I want to go on TNT, and I want to talk about this. I want the whole nation to see my face and hear my take on it.
I'm polished. I can handle being on TV.
And, by the way, I heard that your friends at Turner Broadcasting are putting the NHL on the air. Maybe you want a gambling expert. Maybe you want someone who's going to have takes.
This is why you're you and I'm me. I'm thinking
you got to leverage that.
Oh.
You got to use that networking opportunity.
Oh, I'm thinking short-term.
And parlay that into something big.
You're thinking
I don't want $5,000. What am I going to do with $5,000? Probably gamble it and lose it.
He would. TBS would like you because didn't Turner have a show called Leverage, Craig, for a while? They would appreciate the use
Craig,
of leverage.
Craig, what would you want here?
So you thought of it from that perspective. My mind went to this side of things. If
Craig
I found
would want
his
a
wallet.
Picture, Craig would want a picture taken of him handing Charles the wallet so he could turn it into an NFT.
Charles, well, that, yeah. Charles, I want your phone number. And anytime I want you as a guest on the show, you're picking up the phone and you're coming on.
Wow. Oh, I like that one.
That's powerful.
And then I got Charles Barkley anytime I want him as a guest on any show I'm a part of.
This is a very interesting study.
I don't think Barkley would want that. I think he'd say, want $10,000 instead.
Right.
Then we'd have a deal, too.
I was going to say, yeah. If you think Barkley's going
to
balk at
that. I don't want to be bothered 15 to 20 minutes
a
year.
What must it be like to have the kind of money where instead of like having to take cumulatively 120 minutes out of your year, 2 hours maybe, in guest spots
you just
out
pay
of your year.
Time is money, man.
You give somebody $10,000 so that they won't do that.
Barkley said he's done in 2 years. That he told TNT when he turned 60, he doesn't want to work anymore
and
that he's out of it.
What if he, since he likes hockey, right, and he's such a fan, what if he wanted his retirement to actually just be, I only do hockey now, the sport that I actually love watching? He would instantly make people watch.
I think he'll turn up on some of their shows.
I hope he does. It'd be stupid of them not to have him be part of it.
I think he'll show up.
Hockey fans will be like, what is this? I'm actually entertained.
I think Stephen
right
A is
going
to pop up on some of the NHL shows. He's already laying the groundwork for that.
I love seeing Stephen A do the I learned something about hockey bit. They had like a whole 2-minute video where he started yelling
He just
and shouting.
Did a thing on his show where he ripped Dreisaitl and McDavid.
Good.
He said, how could you draft these two guys at the top of your goal draft with your first two picks?
Boy, I don't know how I feel about the turn this has taken. You better watch
what
this coming
of,
up in the old
rearview
mirror, pal.
What do you think of
mirror,
the turn this has taken, Craig?
I'm here for it.
You better look at who's coming in the rearview mirror. Jordan Eberle, Matt Barzal, Tyler Toffoli, John Marchessault, William Karlsson.
Let everybody in Pittsburgh know that your idea was to draft Islanders players.
Are they scoring goals? Are they still in it? What are they doing to your Tampa Bay Lightning, who comprise the rest of your team remaining here?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.